Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. We bless you this day. This is the day that you have surely made, and we'll surely rejoice in it and be glad. Father, we thank you and we bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for our very lives. Thank you for our very being. Thank you for the strength in our body. Thank you for the health in our body. Thank you, Lord, for the ability to be here and still minister. Father, we bless you for every soul. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody must say hallelujah better. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning, I just want to talk about what it means to be more than a conqueror. What it means to be more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I am more than a conqueror. Now, being a more than a conqueror doesn't mean that you will not feel defeated. You will not feel discouraged. People make a mistake to think that you will not feel discouraged. Hallelujah. But I'm here to remind you that even in that situation, you are still more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor, say, I am more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Let us read from the book of First John chapter 5, from verse 1, it says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands. And his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. I want to repeat it. Everyone who born of God overcomes the world. Hallelujah. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. So we are overcomers. The one that is born of God is an overcomer. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. In other words, it is built in you as a Christian to overcome. Amen. You can't fail. Amen. 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 You cannot fail. Tell your neighbor, you cannot fail. You cannot be defeated. That is the assurance that we have in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. That we cannot be defeated. In other words, we are winners until we give it away. Hallelujah. We are winners until we give it away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's up to us to lose. but it's not in us to lose. Are you hearing me? We can give it away. There are so many people who are defeated. There are so many people who have failed, who are Christians. Is it not true? I'm sure you know somebody who has failed as a Christian. Does it mean that the word of God is not telling the truth? No. Hallelujah. Amen. We give it away. And I'm going to show you how you do it, how you do so. Hallelujah. Amen. We give it away. Tell your neighbor, we are more than a conqueror. We are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the word, the Greek word for a conqueror here, it's a nikao. Say nikao. And nikao means to be victorious, to be victorious, to win, to overcome. Hallelujah. Amen. And here, when John writes, he describes, he uses the word, the Greek word, nikao. Say nikao. Say nikao. Now, you must understand one thing. First of all, nikao, the word, that this is the verb, the noun for nikao is what we call Nike, you know Nike. Nike comes from the word nikao. Nike means victory. Oh, are you in the house of God?
Amen.
It means what? Victory. And in fact, the Greeks so much believed in this word that there was a god called Nike, the god of victory of the Greeks. Are you here?
Amen.
Called Nike. So Nike is one of the Greek gods. It's an assurance. They believe that victory comes from God.
Amen.
From a god.
Amen.
You're not hearing me.
Amen.
They believe that victory comes from a god, which is true. They believe that a man by himself cannot always succeed.
Amen.
Unless there is a God, that God gives him the power to do that.
Amen.
And I believe they were right. It's just that they are giving the name to a false god.
Amen.
So they were quite correct to call a god, to ascribe victory to a god, because man in himself cannot do that. And as a Christian, you have to understand that the victory that we have is the victory in God.
Amen.
Is the victory in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you see, the Nike, when you wear a soccer boot called Nike, unfortunately, it's not guaranteed that you're going to score a goal. Because it does not only depend on that Nike. It also depends on the player.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
If you are not a good player, Nike will not make you a good player.
Amen.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
You will not play well simply because you are wearing a Nike shoe.
Amen.
That's the difference. But here, we are simply victorious by association with Jesus.
Amen.
We don't have to do anything.
Amen.
Oh, are you in the house of God?
Amen.
Yeah, we are Nike simply because we are associated with a proper Nike. In fact, Paul, okay, Romans chapter 8. Let's go to Romans chapter 8 and see this. Romans 8, from verse 35. From verse 35, it says, where's that 35 again? Okay, here it is. All right. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? I want you to underline the separation. You see, whatever happens to you wants to separate you from the love of God. Whatever challenges that we have in life that are fighting us, that we must overcome, they want to separate us from the love of God. How many of you wondered if God still loves you sometimes? People who ever wondered if God still loves them. But think about you. Have you ever asked yourself, does God still love me? Yeah. So Every challenge that you are going through wants to separate us from the love of God. And Paul says, here, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than a conquerors. Amen. Through him who loved us. So through Christ we are more than conquerors. Yeah, you don't have to do anything like being a good soccer player to score with the Nike shoe. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know, I know of soccer players who miss goals and blame a soccer boot. Amen? Amen. But the truth is that it's not the boot; it is the player's skill. Amen? Amen. But not so in Christ. Say, look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, we don't need your skill here. We don't need your ability here. You just have to know Christ and be associated with Christ. You can immediately become victorious. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody here? Say, neighbor, I see you victorious. Not in your own strength, but through Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors. In fact, the word conqueror there is what? Nikao. Say Nikao. But when Paul adds more than, he adds something called Upa. Say Upa. Or Uper. Hallelujah. H-U-P-E-R. Upa Nakio. Upa Nikao. Meaning super victory. Hallelujah. So the word there translated, it becomes super victory. So we are no longer just victorious, but we are super victorious. Amen. We win very smartly. Hallelujah. Amen. Am I talking to somebody in the house? Amen. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. People think we over exaggerate the role of demons in our lives, but here Paul's mentioned, he says also not demons. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says nothing will do what? Will separate us from the love of God. Amen?
Amen?
Now, so why then do people give up on life, give up on God when they go through situation? Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's something that you have to understand. And I was talking about last night during our night prayers, and we read from the book of Isaiah. Let's go to the book of Isaiah right now. Let's go to the book of Isaiah, 37. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah what? 37. Isaiah 37. Let's read from verse 1 and we'll go to 38 as well. Now listen to this. When King Hezekiah heard this, he tore his clothes. In fact, let's start from 36. Let's rather start from 36. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Amen.
Let's look at 36 first. Now here, Israel was being under attack, or to be precise, Judah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, in the 14th year of King Hezekiah's reign, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, attacked all the fortified cities of Judah and captured them. Now, then the king of Assyria sent his field commander with a large army from Lachish to King Hezekiah at Jerusalem. When the commander stopped at the aqueduct of the upper people on the road to the learner's field, Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, the palace administrator, Shebna, the secretary, and Joah, son of Asaph, the recorder, went out to him. The field commander said to them, tell Hezekiah. Hallelujah. Tell who? Tell Hezekiah. This is what the great king, the king of Assyria, says. On what are you basing this confidence of yours? Now listen to me. Everything that happens to you as a Christian is asking this question. On what basis? Hallelujah. Amen. On what? On what? On what are you basing this confidence of yours on? What are you basing your confidence on? Now, why are you, it's asking you, why are you trusting God so much? Are you hearing me? Amen. Why do you believe God so much? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you cannot answer this question, you are in trouble as a Christian. It means that your faith is baseless. It means that you do not have grounds. Because things that happen to us are asking this question. You say you believe God, but what is it based on? Hallelujah. Amen. But I can tell you one thing, that if you do not have a track record with God, if you don't know who God is, you'll be in trouble. If you don't know this God that helped you yesterday when you were in trouble, if you cannot remember that you are in trouble, hallelujah. If you do not believe what the word of God says about God, you are in trouble. Amen? Because the word of God tells us who God is, that he can be depended on. Hallelujah. So if you cannot answer this question, tell your neighbor, you have to answer these questions very accurately. Hallelujah. So whatever happens to you is asking this question. What are you basing your faith on? Remember, you are being attacked because you are a child of God. Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
You know, I was speaking to somebody yesterday that, you know, there are things that we are facing today simply because we are children of God. There are problems, that the challenges that we have today simply because we are children of God. Amen. That we never had before we were born again. There are struggles that you will have simply because you are born again. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I was telling these people that, for instance, when you get born again, there is a God that sits on that family. There's a goddess or a God in every family. The moment you say you are a child of God, you have declared war on that God of that family. Immediately, your life might go south. Things must start collapsing. And then they will send agents to you who will advise to you that, hey, you have to slaughter for this person. And slaughter for the God of this house. Who knows what I'm talking about? Yeah. And this happened because what? Now you are a Christian. Questions are being asked. Where is your confidence? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can look after you in this house, the God of this house. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Am I talking to somebody else?
Amen.
So you declare war. Oh. So immediately there are things that will come to you and ask questions and say, huh, why do you think your God will protect you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody in this place?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So this commander asks, on what are you basing this confidence of yours? You say you have counsel and might of war, but you speak only empty words. You've been saying your God is a mighty God, is a God of warrior, it's a warrior God, is mighty in power. Hallelujah. What are you, where do you get that story? Ask your neighbor, where do you get that story? That God is mighty in battle. That's the things you say, Akir. He is mighty in battle. So when these things come to you, they're asking this question. You have been saying God is mighty in battle. Let's see. Let's see about that.
Amen.
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 Are you in the house?
Amen.
So these things are asking these questions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have been saying these things. So let's see about that.
Amen.
You better be ready. Say anybody, you better be ready. You say you have counsel and might of war, might for war, but you speak only empty words. They are saying, what you are saying, it doesn't exist. On whom are you depending that you rebel against me? You rebel against who? That God of that family. You rebel against me, eh? You say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus here. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ask your neighbor, what's your surname? Did he tell you your surname? Did you get that surname? Ask your neighbor, do you know that there's a God over that surname? You rebelled against that God. You are here when you are supposed to be slaughtering. You are here. This is what they are asking when they attack you. Hallelujah. On whom are you depending and that you rebel against me? You rebel against me. You rebel against the God of the family. Yeah, they say, I've looked after your grandfather. I've looked after your father. Now you say, I can't look after you. Who are you? I kept this family for centuries. Say, neighbor, you don't know what you are against. These are the spirits that claim your family for centuries. Amen. Yeah, they sit there and say, now you come, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus here. In this house, we shall see about it. Day one after saying Jesus, they kick you out of your work. You lose your job. Your car gets involved in an accident. Your child is sick. These are realities, oh. And you say, yo, what's going on? They are asking you, what were you thinking when you rebel against me? I'll come against you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, look, I know you are depending on Egypt, that splintered reed of a staff, which pierces the hand of anyone who leans on it. Such is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all who depend on him. But if you say to me, we are depending on the Lord our God, isn't he the one whose high places and altars Hezekiah removed, saying to Judah and Jerusalem, you must worship before this altar? Hallelujah. Come now. Make a bargain with my master, the king of Assyria. I will give you 2,000 horses if you can put riders on them. You know, there are Christians. There are Christians who are advised to go and try sangomas. Zamozama, this side. Go and try alternative gods. Go and try that. Go and try that. He say, come and try me. Hallelujah. Come and try me and see if I cannot help you. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, therefore, come make a bargain with my master, the king of Assyria, and I will give you 2,000 horses if you are able on your part to set riders on them. How then can you repulse one official of the list of my master's servants and rely on Egypt for chariots and for horses? Hallelujah. Have I now come up without the Lord's approval against this land to destroy it? The Lord said to me, go up against this land and destroy it. Then Eliakim and Shebna said to Rabshake, speak now to your servants in Aramaic, for we are understanding it. And do not speak with us in Judean in the hearing of the people who are on the wall. Sometimes our attacks embarrass us. Hello?
Amen.
Sometimes you wish certain things should not be happening to you in public. Sometimes you wish people could not be seeing what is happening to you.
Amen.
What happens to your children in public? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see your child drunk on the street with the pens that are at their feet. I mean at their ankles or even feet. Drunk. Some things that happen to us are embarrassing. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Am I talking to children of God?
Amen.
There are things that you wish they were not even happening in public because they are so embarrassing. Why you are negotiating with the devil, negotiating with the devil? Why don't you attack me in private, Tamar? Hi, man, you cannot do this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, please, let there be some decency in your attacks. Let there be a bit of respect. Am I talking to somebody here? I'm saying some things that happen to us are really embarrassing. And they are trying to talk to this attacker, say, please, 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 let's not do this in public. Please, let it be another language so that people may not hear or what see what you are doing. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now listen to the enemy because he likes embarrassing us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, they say, speak now to your servants in Aramaic, for we understand it. And do not speak with us in Judean, in the hearing of the people who are on the wall. People can see us. People can hear. But Rabshake said, has my master sent me only to your master and to you to speak these words, and not to the men who sit on the wall, doomed to eat their own dung and drink their own urine with you? He says, I don't care. We are going to do it in public and embarrass all of you and shame all of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, sometimes, you know, things can happen that you thought you can even hide it from your own children so that they will not see it. I think I'm talking to somebody here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes you try to make sure that maybe your children should not see that you don't have money.
Amen.
And one day you are forced to confess that Agnamalias. You have been trying to put one. Am I talking to somebody here?
Yeah.
You have been trying to keep it, you know, away from the children that something is happening.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people are trying to hide some that their husband is abusing them, is beating them up. One day they come up with a blue eye because you cannot hide a blue eye.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm telling you?
Amen.
So the enemy can go to a point that he embarrasses you. Hallelujah. It is the spirit that is behind that husband and behind that boy and behind that girl. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thus says the king, do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you. Nor let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying the Lord will surely deliver us. This city will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Do not listen to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, make your peace with me. Hallelujah. So they tormented them. They tormented them. They nonstop. Amen? They what? They torment them, they overwhelm them. They were sitting there and doing things and saying things. Now listen to this. Paul spoke about demons and said, we are pressed on every side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are not crushed. Now here's the thing. The enemy can only do one thing, and that is to discourage us. Hallelujah. He can only do what? He can only discourage us. He cannot bring us down. He cannot. Hallelujah. Until we give up. Until we give up. Now, the picture that I always want to talk about when I speak about this is that of the hyenas, the pack of hyenas. You know, hyenas are very clever. They are clever. People think hyenas are stupid. They are clever, those animals. They are clever. Their intelligence sexually is higher than most animals. Those little things are clever. And also people think that hyenas just steal food from other animals. They don't hunt. In fact, their success rates in hunting are better than that of lions. Their success rate is higher than that one of lions. So people think, no, they do pinch, of course, they do steal. But that's not there. They are just stealing to top up. Amen?
Amen.
But look, they are fine without that. Hallelujah. Their success, most of what they eat, they say it's somewhere between 60% and 90% of what they eat is what they have hunted. So it's only small that they get from others. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Do you love Jesus?
Amen.
Now, hyenas, one of the things that they do very well is that they are very patient. They are very patient. They can bring down a very big animal like a buffalo very easy because they just hold all of them, 6, 7, 8 of them. They just go to the legs and just hold the legs of this thing and just wait. Amen? And just do what? And just wait. I mean, they are so small. Look at the buffalo. Look at, in fact, the giraffe as well. They can kill a giraffe. You know what they do? They just go to the lakes and just hold the lakes and wait. Oh my God. Many of our attackers, they're just holding their legs and waiting. Ah, when you are trying to move, your life is not moving. Yes. Amen. They are holding their legs. They can't kill you. They can't bring you down. They can only hold your legs. Until one day you feel, now I'm tired, man. I'm tired. Now I'm sitting down. The moment you decide to sit down, that's where they are. They will finish you. Many people decide, I'm going to sit down. I'm not going to church anymore. I'm going to sit down. That's where the hyenas are. Are you hearing me? I'm no longer going to pray anymore. That's where hyenas are. I'm not going to give anymore. That's where hyenas are. Are you hearing me? They just want you to give up. When you give up, you give in to them. They are waiting patiently. And spirits operate like that. They can be on your case from your birth, by the way, and follow you. They can be very patient, and they don't multitask, by the way. They don't multitask. You see, what our problem is that we don't focus. Amen. You know, demons, when they just want your money, they will sit there. They don't care about your clothes, or your career or anything. They just sit on the money. Amen. Even when your career moves on, they don't care. You can be promoted. Their interest is money. That's why some people, they'll progress in life, but they don't have money. Because the demon of money is sitting. He's sitting there only on the money, until they bring you down. Only on the money. There's another one that sits on the career. They don't care. You can have money, but you wonder, why I'm not moving forward here? That demon, that hyena, say neighbor, that hyena of money, of career and profession. Just sitting there. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What is the purpose? To overwhelm you. I want to underline the word overwhelm. Now, when you're overwhelmed, you feel this is too much. Who has ever felt that this is too much now? Hallelujah. Amen. You try this, something is not working, you try that, it's just too much. Amen? Amen. This pack of hyenas wants you to get to a point where you say, it is too much now. Huh? It is what? It is too much. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, when you go to chapter 37, let us look at verse 2. Okay, verse 1. And when King Hezekiah heard it, when he heard all this was happening, he tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth, and entered the house of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fact, I just want to show you something here. Now, listen to this. When you go to, just go back to verse 7. There, I want to show you something. But if you say to me, we trust in the Lord our God, is it not he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away and has said to Judah and to Jerusalem, you shall worship before this altar. Amen. You see what Hezekiah did when he became a king? He removed all these gods. Amen. He removed all these gods and said, we are going to serve this God. Now, troubles has come because he said he does not want to serve this God. As I said to you, that many of your troubles is because you have decided that I don't want to serve this God of my household. And therefore you declared war. Say neighbor, you declared war. You declared what?
War.
You declared war. Hallelujah. Let's go back to verse 36, chapter 37, verse 2. Then he sent Eliakim. Chapter 37, verse 2. Yes. Then he sent Eliakim, who was over the household with Shebna, the scribe and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. They said to him, "Thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of distress, rebuke, and rejection, for children have come to birth, and there is no strength to deliver." I just want you to see something there, that Hezekiah was very prophetic. Hallelujah. In the sense that, number one, Ori, the child has come to be born, but there is no strength to do what? To push the child out. Now he's prophetic. He can see that Judah has come to a point of great victory, but yet he still sees that there is a problem here. We may just lose at the point of victory. We may just lose at the end. Are you hearing me? He says, like a woman who carried a child for 9 months and then how to push, how push. And then the child dies in the womb. That's what he's saying. So he can see signs that, hey man, things are about to happen. But the attacks have become intense. You see, that's the problem. Some of us, when we see attacks increasing in our lives, we say, no. Hi, man, things are not happening. Amen. Things are not happening. Things are getting worse. No. He says things are not getting worse. It's just that we are now lacking power for the final push. Amen. Am I talking to somebody here? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. These people have encamped around them. They are doing things. They are these hyenas. Instead of saying, it says words to the prophet, say, no. We cannot give up now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We cannot give up now. Amen. It says we have come too far. Amen. We are about to deliver. Amen. We just need extra strength and push. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, we have come too far. We have struggled too much. Amen. We have carried all this for 9 months. Amen. But we can see now this is too much. Hallelujah. But we are not going to give up yet. Amen. We need some more strength. Amen. We need some more power. Amen. To push on. Amen. And finish this. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you something. Whenever things are about to happen, your attacks will be intense. I say, whenever something is about to happen, your attacks will be more. Amen. Why? Yes. To finish your strength. Amen. He wants something to come out of your mouth. He say, enough is enough, man. Amen. How long, man? Amen. I have been praying. I have been fasting. Amen. If somebody says that, you must know now the strength is no more. Eh? You are listing the things you've been doing now, yeah? I fasted for 30 days. So what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've trusted God. So what? Say, I still trust God. Say, I've trusted God. Is it now history? Ask your neighbor, it's now history. I trusted God. So now, what about now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the king of God here says, please call, tell the men of God there that, I'm in trouble here now. I can see that there's no strength, but I cannot give up now. 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 Hallelujah. I can see those hyenas down there. They're holding my feet. I will not sit down. I will not stop praying. I will not stop giving. I will not stop praising God. I will not stop going to church. I can see those hyenas. I will not give in to hyenas. Hallelujah. 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 I am overwhelmed. I can see there is not much strength in me. He was honest. He was speaking my language. He was speaking your language. These things have drained strength out of you. Look at, say, neighbor. These things have drained strength out of you. They are just waiting for you to say, "Aye, man, I'm not doing this anymore." The moment you do that, they will start praising hallelujah to their own king. They say, "Ah, now he is coming into our hands." Let me tell you, let me prophesy to you like Hezekiah. I see that the waters have broken out. The waters have broken out. The waters have broken out. The baby is about to come out. You cannot give up now. You cannot give up now. Hallelujah. 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 Call the man of God. Call the man of God. Let him come and speak some word. The word of strength. The word of strength. Because we cannot give up now. Hallelujah. You came to this service feeling like giving up. Oh, can I tell you something? The waters have broken out. A sign that you're Jew. A sign that you're Jew. A sign that the labor has started. Oh, shakata tarabaha. Ayakase telebo. A sign that labor has started. All you must do is just to push. I can see you don't have strength. I can see you don't have strength. But you have come to this service. You have come to this service. Oh, like Hezekiah said, please go call the man of God. Go call the man of God. These hyenas have finished strength. But I'm not going to sit down. I'm not going to give up. Call the man of God. Call the man of God. Let him come my way. Because I need strength to push one more time. For my baby is here. My calling is about to break out. My purpose is about to break out. I have lasted this long. I cannot give up now. I cannot give up now. I cannot give up now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, call the men of God. Call the men of God. The baby is here. The waters have broken out. My breakthrough is here. My breakthrough is here. Many people give up in breakthrough, not outside, inside breakthrough. People give up inside breakthrough. That's what the enemy wants you to do. The breakthrough is here. But it's just that you don't have the power to push it. Hallelujah. 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 He said, go tell the men of God that it is a bad day here. We cannot. Look at your neighbor, say, we cannot. We cannot fail now. Hallelujah. 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 He says, perhaps. He said, this day is a day of distress, rebuke, and rejection. For children have come to birth, and there is no strength to deliver. Perhaps the Lord, your God, will hear the words of Rabshakeh, whom his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to reproach the living God, and will rebuke the words which the Lord your God has heard. Therefore, offer a prayer for the remnant that is left. Oh, rerapelele mohlanka modimo. Oh, yakasata. He's asking that the men of God will pray. He will pray. Hallelujah. Verse 5. So the servants of God, Hezekiah, came to Isaiah. Isaiah said to them, thus you shall say to your master, thus says the Lord, do not be afraid. Hallelujah. Be not be afraid because of what you are hearing, because of what you see, because of what is happening in your life. Am I talking to somebody here? It says, do not be afraid. That says the Lord, because of the words that you have heard. with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Whatever has happened to you has happened to your God.
Amen.
Whoever attacks you has attacked your God.
Amen.
Your God is about to rise in the heavens.
Amen.
I say your God is about to rise in the heavens.
Amen.
When they have done that, they have done to him.
Amen.
They thought they were doing them to you.
Amen.
They have done them to him. Look at your neighbor, say, in whose name are you called? Are you called in the name of God? They've done it against your God. Hallelujah. 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 He said, behold, I will put a spirit in him so that he will hear a rumor and return to his own land. Listen to me. There's something that will happen to your attackers today. Whatever has been troubling your life, there's a spirit that will drive it away. I said there's a spirit that will drive it away. I said there's a spirit that will drive it away to where it is coming from. I said there's a spirit of God. There's a spirit from God that is gonna drive something away from your life. These hyenas are about to be driven away. I say these hyenas are about to be driven away. He says, and I will make him fall by the sword in his own land. Mamela, mamela. Listen to what God is saying. He said, they will not die you. They will die where they came from. Am I hearing somebody say amen? He said, they are not going to die you. You will not have to be responsible for what is going to happen to them. He will be driven away, far away from you. And when they are in their own land, something will befall them. Ayakasatala. Oyandabakasata. They will be driven back. They will be driven back to where they came from. And when they are back there, I shall finish them. I shall finish them. You will not see, but you will hear. You will not see, but you will hear. The news will come to you that that which has been troubling you is no more. Is no more. Is no more. Says the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I want to talk to somebody and say these words. Now listen, the Bible says that we shall overcome them. Hallelujah. By the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 12 verse 11. We shall overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. When we declare that we shall not die in this place. Our God is faithful. The one who is promised is faithful to deliver us. Hallelujah. That is a confession of faith. We are declaring that the one who delivers out of the hand of Pharaoh will do so again today. Hallelujah. When we hear this testimony that we cannot die here, he will not disappoint us. He will not forsake us nor leave us. We are not prepared to change our testimony, to change our confession. We know he's faithful. We know he's faithful. We know you'll come through. We know you'll drive them away. You know you will send his spirit. He will drive them away. He will take them out of our children. He will take them out of our husbands. He will take them out of our business. Wherever they are holding on to discourage us, we say right here that there is nothing that will separate us from his love. We can never question the love of God for our lives. We declare that we are more than conquerors. We are more than Nikes. We are upper Nikes. We are upper Nikes. I say we are upper Nikes. We are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. These hyenas, they are nothing. Right now, they will begin living one by one. They will begin living one by one. They are hearing something. They are being driven away to be destroyed in the land where they came from. Come on, somebody, begin to bless God. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Thank God and glorify God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 Oh, bless God. Bless His holy name. His faithfulness is from everlasting to everlasting. He does not change. This is our testimony. He remains the same. This is our testimony. He remains the same. That's how we overcome. We are overcomers. We are more than overcomers. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies, we declare victory. We declare victory. We declare victory. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for reviving us. And give us strength. By your word of encouragement, we are strengthened. We will not give in. We have been revived in our spirit. We are going to push now. We are going to push now. We are going to push. Thank you for the strength to do the final work necessary to deliver this promise. Heavenly Father, you have done the most. What is left is very little. Yes, we can. We are about to hear the baby crying right now. For the baby is about to come out. That which we hoped for and believed is about to be seen by, through our own eyes. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless you. Thank you for your faithfulness. We are strengthened right now. We cannot give in. We'll never give in. We shall be more stubborn than ever before. Nothing can separate from your love. We can never question your love anymore. We can never ask questions, for we know you are faithful. We know when you said you shall be with us, you mean what you are saying. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness that we are here today and we see and we shall continue to see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.